This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Where's Leroy?
Not again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's probably bothering Elsa now that she works with Beach.
Hobnobber, dude.
Hobnobber. There he goes. Oh, look at that. It's a little jog in his step there.
Little pep in your step, dude?
Little pep in his
little
step.
Little pep in your step. You've had a lot of coffee today.
I see four cups. By
well, he just uses one. As a, he's got those.
He's like double cup and everything.
The other one got too cold.
Oh, okay. I got you.
What does that even mean?
Can I just tell you? I only drink coffee when I'm here.
Ah.
So it's been a week or two since I've had coffee.
I can tell.
Yeah. Okay.
But I come to work not only to see you.
Yes.
And see the beautiful people that I work with.
Right.
But to reload.
Reload a coffee? You get your caffeine in for the... Oh, the creamer.
No.
Oh, even...
No.
Shh. Although we do need new flavors.
I keep saying it. Huh?
Need new flavors. We need Cat Talk to come back.
Listen,
let's go.
They have cherry cola now. I don't know who has it. They sell it somewhere. Like, pull it. I think somebody has it. I got to go find it. I like the new flavors. I used to be cool because 7-Eleven used to always get the new flavors first.
Vitamin Shop has cherry cola. That's strange. No one's going to go to Vitamin. Walmart has it.
Walmart has it, too?
That's what it says.
All right, I'm going to hit that up.
Order at Walmart.com.
Jennifer, what do you got today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right. Well, number one, we have Colin Cowherd calling Miami Dolphins a top 10 team.
Ooh. Look, while I appreciate the compliment.
Hey, wait. Let me tell you something. You're fraud.
What?
Oh. You can't call him a bum, and then when he says something good, say he's not a bum.
Watch me.
Okay.
Because I'm rats on the ship, dude.
You can't go on your platform and call the Dolphins a top 10 team when 4 days ago you thought Christian Wilkins was still on the Dolphins.
True. Very true.
I see the anger you took there. You see it? Look. Sneaky.
What do you got? Where are your rats?
I'm rats off the ship because I don't listen to anything he says. So it don't matter.
Jennifer?
I'm also rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I'm trying to get him with this.
Froggy? Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Brittany?
Definitely rats off a ship.
Yeah.
That's
the herd. What'd you say? Why don't you combine him and racket?
Bunting.
Wow. What's number two, Jennifer?
The Miami Heat are a betting favorite to get Joel Embiid.
Wow. Did I not say that?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wow. Sounds like somebody wants to ship off somebody who beat him in dominoes.
Oh.
No, wait.
Wow.
No, wait. Are you suggesting that they would trade Bam?
I don't know how the trade happens without it.
Why not?
No way. Really?
What would they trade that wouldn't be Bam Adebayo for Joel Embiid? You're trading Joel Embiid with that? What, you're trading Jimmy Butler?
What if he forces his way out?
Huh?
What if he forces his way out? What?
And then, See, I was going to say, then they have to take it. But Dame, you know, Dame kind of scarred me. They won't take our offer if they don't want to. Because then at that point, we can give him scraps. Because he wants to be out anyway.
I cannot be clearer on this.
Yeah.
Rats off a ship on Joel Embiid.
Rats off a ship.
Now you're rats off a ship.
I've been there. I've always been rats off a ship. He's right there with James Harden for me.
Again.
Rats really, off a ship.
Again, I'm really going about the way Pat Riley has felt about bigs.
Yeah. Can he get his message to his coach to play his rookie one?
Which is like, yeah. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Hmm?
Although I will say this. I kind of agree with you that it won't happen.
Well, that's not the question. They're the betting favorite. Like, I don't think that's technically what we're saying here. Like, are you into the idea of getting Joel Embiid or not?
No, I don't want him. Right. So why would you get rid of a healthy player to bring a guy in who doesn't?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not what you've been saying.
It is what I'm
that's
saying.
That's not what you're saying.
I don't understand that's not this. What you've been he saying. Always breaks
you've
down.
Been calling Joel, wait, you've been
he
calling
whines?
Joel Embiid a bum for 3 years,
he
and
whines?
It doesn't fit with what you think.
Hold on.
So that's why you're
the
out.
Man is tremendously talented basketball player, okay?
Oh,
obviously.
For the compliment.
Okay. Whiner, not durable, not accountable, throws everybody under the bus. Yeah, with all things exceptionally going his way, he'll average at 32 points. Incredible. But you know he's going to break down by May.
Haven't we had the same issues with half this team?
No. This team has got guys, their core has gone to the NBA Finals. He has never gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But I'm saying at Tyler Hero.
Yeah?
He gets hurt at the end of every year.
You're trading Tyler Hero?
No, I'm not saying that.
You just traded Tyler Hero.
I'm saying that.
Leroy!
During his best season, you're going to trade Tyler Hero?
Hold on.
Walking away.
Hold on.
Walking away.
He's had enough.
Hold on.
Oh, look what you did to him.
Wow.
Look what you did to him.
I'm not even dumb.
He's had enough. He has had enough of you, dude.
You've all right, really I'm going to break because I'm going to kick his ass.
Okay.
No! Okay.
Hero! Okay, now he's coming over here. God. All right, I guess send us a break, Brittany. There you go.
Where is he going? What's he doing?
He's coming over
serious?
Here.
Serious? There's so much left on this
no
segment.
One's in the studio.
Get back to your chairs.
Please,
kids.
Everyone.
We're not going to break.
Okay,
to break.
There we go. What's going on here? What? Okay, so now Lee
we are not
is
going to break.
Right here.
All right. I guess Leroy's selling high on Tyler, huh? You know, he doesn't believe he can sustain it.
Leroy's selling high on Tyler Hero? You think this is a good time to strike for a trade?
No, I didn't say trade Tyler Hero!
That's kind of what he said, though. That's kind of what he said, though.
He's getting hurt. Tyler Hero's been hurt at the end of every year, the last 2 years.
That's
a
fact.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Trade him, you buffoon!
Why'd you bring it up, then?
For the reason why you said Joel Embiid gets hurt every year. I'm like, we have a guy that was getting hurt every year.
Mm.
That's been the biggest issue. Between Jimmy and Tyler, we can't get them all healthy at the same time.
All right. Well, I guess I don't
that's
have to.
That's a fact.
I don't have to look at your list for Joel and be who you're trading.
Oh, okay. I guess we know who's at the top of that list.
You see stop deflecting because you're going to give us your list one day.
I'm not saying no. I almost cursed.
Now you see why I didn't want to give you a list. Not so fun, is it?
You brought it up.
No, he brought it up.
No, last time you brought it up.
Everybody wants to do shows for my studio.
Technically, you brought it up. It's your list.
Oh.
You are the lord of rats off a ship.
That's
let's
true.
Let's go ahead and, you know,
that is true.
Stay quiet.
Yeah. JFig has the topics.
Huh. Hmm. Are we done being children?
I mean, ask him. He's the one who traded Tyler Hero.
I didn't trade Tyler Hero. Hey, wait. Dave South. What? That's not necessary. Leroy gets closer to Marco's mic than his own.
It's a boy. It's a boy for like, sure.
Why you make it sound like we do it? Why you got making it sound like me and Marco's doing a duet in there? Like, come on.
We're background singers. Yeah. Like, ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba.
Ooh, Tobin is Tyler Churro.
I had some churros in Texas.
You know what I like?
In Mexico.
I like the little bitty, the baby churros and some ice cream.
But I thought you didn't like ice cream.
Okay, so
I eat ice cream.
Literally ate Cold Stone during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That wasn't Cold Stone.
That was, yeah, it was.
That was tapioca.
That was Cold Stone.
Wow, she just called you a tapioca eater.
Wow.
I'm rats off a ship on Joel Embiid.
JFig?
Rats off a ship.
there's nothing else to say here. Rats off a ship.
Rats all off right. a ship.
Frog boy?
Rats off a ship, good sir.
Wow. I thought rats he was going to go with, he was going to stay on the ship because of his parlays.
No. This guy sucks for parlays. Joel Embiid?
Brittany, no judgment. Where are your rats on Joel Embiid?
Off the ship.
Wow. That's all right. Sorry, Joel.
Sorry.
Did you see that Tyrese Maxey came out and he goes, yeah, I had to say something. We laid down against Miami.
Way to double down, Tyrese.
Wait, at first he's 22. That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
That guy can't. Right.
Oh, man. What's number three, Jennifer?
Sorry, I saw this yesterday. Delta is going to start serving Shake Shack burgers.
Hmm.
That's exactly the face I made when I read it.
Hmm. Well,
wait, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Hamburgers don't have a very long shelf life. So you can't be storing those things like Happy Meals
right.
for the kids to come by.
And certain flights.
And depending on how long your flight is, you might have a line.
Yep.
Just saying.
Pretty sure it's on select flights.
But that being said, I appreciate the fact that they are trying. Because what they have served on flights now.
It's better than the biscotti.
Hey, I look forward to those cookies. I'm just saying.
Do you?
I hate those things.
I love
they don't. Are they're not grandmother? Sweet. They're
the
not
Biscoff
sweet.
Cookies?
No, they're like dried bread. They're like, yeah, they're hard. Like it's I feel like I want to dip them in. It's worse. Yeah.
Oh, well. I think I'm rats off a ship.
You would like snacks. You would like them. You do have those big uppers.
Oh, now you want to make fun of my teeth?
No, I'm just
rats off a ship.
I'm just saying you have some fine chompers.
At least he didn't go.
Thank you. They're quite
he didn't
beautiful.
Say you look like
Chris
Middleton.
Yes, I didn't. See, wait a minute. Nobody questioned your beauty.
Yep.
Why are you like everybody gets all?
But what I am questioning is what you said. Too much risk of.
Hey. You don't want somebody blowing up the bathroom
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's a smart idea. I think I'm rats off a ship on this.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Fair.
As a person who doesn't really eat in the time frame of a flight anyway, then I wouldn't risk it. But I do appreciate the fact that the airlines are trying to step it up a little bit instead of that garbage that they've been. Because here's the deal. Plane tickets haven't gotten any cheaper.
Nope.
And they're charging you for more stuff.
Less space.
And so it's just like, yeah.
Jennifer?
I'm not rats off a ship. Either way, whether it's on the plane or not, because obviously at the airport, there's a bunch of other places to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say that they're not going to do the exact same thing on that bathroom in the airplane?
Fair point. That's a good point.
Good point.
If you're loading up on the ground.
I know what my cutoff is and what I can eat.
He's not
going. I see Shake Shack and I get happy. I'm sorry.
He's not going to the Nathan's at MIA.
Oh, no. I see somebody get a chili dog.
Cancel that.
Let me tell you something. I put an APB out on that person. Ooh. To see what plane they were getting on.
Froggy?
I just imagine Leroy stalking someone to their plane.
He would too.
All right. Oh, definitely a Spirit member for sure. Just
calling him out like, he's got the blitz. Somebody pick him up.
Okay.
I know what you did in there.
Like, I know what you did. I saw you whoop down that chili dog.
What are you, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Love chili dogs.
He does love chili dogs.
I love chili dogs too. Yeah. Not in airport. That's like gas station. That's like gas station sushi. There's certain things at a gas station you just say.
Where are your rats, Froggy?
I am rats off a ship because I know there is no griddle, There is no deep fryer and there is no shake machine in the airplane. Therefore,
wait. So you want just a Shake Shack airplane?
Yes. It's true. It's not a Shake Shack burger. There's not a shake.
Like, what am I doing here? They're called Shake Shack, not Burger Shack. I want a shake. You're not gonna have a shake machine. You're not gonna have a deep fryer for my French fries. Get out of here, dude. I don't want
So you want them to just have a whole setup in the back.
Then don't even offer
Imagine
it.
Imagine the smell of that plane.
Shake, oh, delicious.
Shake Shack's got those straws the size of PVC pipe.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know who has the best straws? McDonald's.
Really?
They got the big straws.
No, like, those, yeah, I like Shake Shack.
Those Shake Shack straws, you can crawl through them.
Are you serious? I don't remember the straw.
Brittany, where are your rats on Shake Shack?
My rats are not off the ship.
All right.
I'm down. I'm down for some Shake Shack on the plane.
There we go. Mm. All right. Number four, Jennifer.
Well, apparently Netflix is facing class action lawsuit.
Ooh.
Over the Tyson versus Jake Paul fight.
Why?
Wow.
Because it didn't stream right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what?
Yeah, but it would only apply to people that actually join Netflix for the fight.
No. Nope.
Which is nobody.
If I pay for Netflix, and this is part of my Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
You gotta do it right.
Gotta do it right.
Face the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Sue them.
Yeah.
I want it on the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch round 10 of Taylor Serrano.
Yeah.
Sue them. Sue them.
I will.
Sue them.
Sue them. I tell you what. It was a pain in the butt.
It was such a pain.
It's the worst.
Just sitting here with my laptop on a pirate fight, pirate feed to see the rest of the fight. It was ridiculous.
Very strange. I tell you what, my phone worked better than my TV.
I know.
My phone worked better than my TV. It's terrible.
Making me stream meth streams like I'm Adam Schefter.
Shh. What is, you can't say that.
You're, why can't I say
you're
it?
You're like LeBron. You're giving away our stuff.
Adam Schefter has 11 million followers. You gave it away to everybody.
That's very true. Streamies never be the same. Never be the same.
Yeah. I got some real seedy ones that nobody knows about. I don't talk about those. Yeah. Like it happened, theoretically happened during another fight this week.
Wink. Wink.
Drop the link.
So is John Jones the best?
Yeah.
The best.
Totally.
Yeah, he's the best.
According not to the rankings.
Yeah. I think you should. I kind of agree with Dana White on this. I think he should be number one. As long as he's walking the face of the planet and he just fought, he should be the number one pound for pound fighter.
Yeah, Dana White said he was pissed at the list, which I'm like, you wouldn't have more input on that list?
But no, he doesn't have input on the list.
That's the problem. He has a problem with him not having input.
But the most of the list is good. Like, I do think the rankings are mostly good. I do think they're mostly good. I don't know why the pound for pound list has Islam ahead of him.
Just how, though? Like, literally, how can you say that?
I mean,
like,
he beat Volkanovski. He beat Dustin Poirier. He's beaten some really good guys. He
for sure.
diced through Charles Oliveira like it was nothing. So, it's not like he has no claim.
Yeah.
Just don't know when John Jones is walking the planet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey. John Jones exists.
John Jones has been lining him up and hosing him down since the beginning.
Yep. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Netflix thing. Where are your rats on that, Leroy?
I'm mad that it didn't work, but I don't think they should sue. It happens, right? Like, you want everybody to be patient with certain things. Hey, it's funny, because when I get mad about service somewhere else, everybody says, Leroy's a Karen. There he goes. And now people are mad about Netflix, and you don't have a problem with it.
Here's what I think. I just think
we want them to fix it.
Is that any different than what I want? I want what I pay for.
Yeah, but you're being very
reasonable. I want what I pay for.
Yeah, so why are you so patient
now?
Why
so reasonable now? I don't understand.
Like, this is
No. Wait a minute. Usually it's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm the one and you guys are like,
why are you being so reasonable?
Huh?
Why are you being so reasonable?
Yeah, what's the point of being so mature right now, dude?
First of all, I don't think anybody on planet Earth thought that many people we're going to watch the fight.
That's crazy because that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
60 exactly, plus
yeah.
million?
Yeah. Everybody has
Would
Netflix.
Would that be the highest fight, the most people watching a fight ever?
Probably.
Probably
since like the days of Ali on broadcast television. Yeah, probably.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
The ultimate lashing
All out. I really want out
that's
of this.
That's right. A lawsuit. The ultimate lashing out.
Tate Souse, this is why Bam was right. Leroy just zags when everyone zigs.
Sag you.
No, we gotta go to break. That's good. Back after this.
WQA. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.